Joe Biden announced in a campaign video he is running for re-election in 2024. The video talked a lot about rights, but parental rights were not mentioned. There's a reason for that. Joe Biden doesn't believe in parental rights. He thinks children are state property. He said this week, there's no such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children. It was as revealing a moment as when Terry McAuliffe, failed Democrat candidate for governor in Virginia in 2020, said in a debate, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. It cost him the election and rightly so. Joe Biden's words are backed up by action. Just recently, he announced a plan in his State of the Union address to provide universal pre-K education for 3- and 4-year-olds. Apparently, 12 years of public school isn't enough to indoctrinate kids and alienate them from their parents. His education department went after a school superintendent in Texas who removed sexually explicit books from school libraries. It kills me how the left pushes pornography on school kids, then turns around and accuses anyone who objects of being against free speech or, as Biden put it in his campaign video, engaging in banning books. Biden's Justice Department put a father who objected to sexually explicit books in his children's school library in Chicago on a terrorist watch list, which he only discovered when he tried to board a flight. Biden's CDC is pushing LGBT indoctrination in schools and providing professional development tools to teachers on how best to do it. Biden's HHS, under the guise of gender-affirming care, now promotes medical interventions such as drugs designed to block puberty, opposite-sex hormones to transition children, both of which do not have FDA approval for use in children's gender care, and even surgical interventions to remove or alter the gender-specific anatomy, a letter from a congresswoman said. The letter seeks more information about the use of federal funds to push this agenda and to pay for gender transitioning surgery for children. HHS Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine, a biological male transgender, said gender transitioning children through drugs and surgery will soon be considered normal, and this has the highest support of the Biden administration. A critic points out sex changes had always been an adult topic, and the idea of the transgender child had to be invented for the agenda to be launched. I can't think of a better way to separate children from their parents than for schools to deliberately induce gender confusion in kids, then keep gender transitioning secret from parents. The White House showed its support for the juvenile transgender agenda by planning a roundtable on affirming transgender kids on the Transgender Day of Visibility last month. Biden's Justice Department celebrated Transgender Visibility Day with a webinar, a warning to state attorneys general not to interfere with the rights of transgender youth, in opposition to state legislation seeking to ban transgender drugs and surgery for minors. For those of you who are cool with all this, ask yourself this question. How did the war on parents work out in the Soviet Union? There, children were definitely state property, completely indoctrinated in school, and encouraged to inform on and denounce their parents. The Soviet Union went kaput after 75 years. If the government becomes the parent and children become state property in the US, we can expect to last no longer. Joe Biden was right about one thing in his campaign video. This is, indeed, a battle for the soul of the nation. Visit the Daily Skirmish. Watch Eagle Headline News 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time weekdays, the 6 top stories in 1 minute.